Vayter in Shas, Rambam Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Tes, picking it up on Pei Tes, I'm an Aleph, six lines down, 2-4, yep, six lines down, second last word in the line. Tana Rabba, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Sachsom Shor Bidisho, you can't muzzle an ox, Bidisho literally means in its threshing. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabba, Daish, this idea of threshing, Ma Daish, Miyuchad L'davar, Shegidu L'karka, V'pol Ochelbo, Af, Kol shegiduli karka pol ochelbo. Yotzo acholev v'mechabetz v'megabin shegiduli karka v'im pol ochelbo. So what does that teach you, Daesh? What it's coming to teach you is that just like Daesh dosh is something that goes in the ground and a worker eats from it, so too, any matzav that goes in the ground, a worker eats from it. It's excluding someone who's milking an animal or making the milk into a megab, making it like cheese, and making it into, we mix it to solids and make it into cheese. Stuff that does not grow from the karka, and therefore they don't eat from it. Lamali says, why do I need to learn this out? Lamali, mi kisavo beker me'echa nafka. We learn it out from the fact that it says, kisavo beker me'echa. When you come into the vineyard of your friend, right? The Torah says explicitly, we're talking here about a vineyard, that it's only about things that grow from the ground. So why do you even need to tell us this? Rashi says, we need it. I mean, I would have thought, since the Torah says the word kama, we just would have been going with this whole idea of exclusions and inclusions because there's the word kerem, then we have a bit of a problem because it says kerem, standing grain, in order to teach you, include anything that can be considered like it's standing. L'rabas nami midi delav gudule karka, which means it's including things that are not of gudule karka. Kamash one ever comes to tell you that no, disho is dash, only things on the floor connected to the ground. Tanya yidach na'ayish. I'll just explain, what's the word da'ish? Ma da'ish miyuchad davish shabishas gemar melacha pol ochabo. Just like da'ish dash, when you're threshing, is something that is at the time of finishing the work, and the worker goes and eats from it. Says Rashi, V'achshav who gomer melachto, finishes off the work, masnisan la'achir gomer melacha kamer, dein ochin kagon nisparsu igulin, so to anything that's at the time of completing the work eats from it. Yatza minachish b'shum and b'tzalim. It's excluding someone who weeds garlic and onions, a field of garlic and onions. Assuming that the stuff that he's pulling out, you're not able to eat. Says Rashi, "Kusakatech l'sheokar mi b'neim she'enum yafos." Whole of ein gemar melacha ein polochavim. Since it's not the finishing of the work, he doesn't eat from it. Meaning the weeding is not part of the idea of kotzer, which is finishing it off. Says Gemara, lamali, why do you need to tell me that? Mi ve'el keli chalosite nafka. We learn that from the pasuk says, but do not put it in your kli, in your vessels. And for the Gemara, Lotzricha Afal Gav to come Shalif Ketinim B'Bnei Alime. This is, we needed to teach from the idea of threshing, it's called the Vedisho, is coming to teach you, you're not allowed to eat it, even though you're pulling out these smaller onions amongst the bigger ones, because you're pulling them out not in order to go and to thresh them, but the reason you're pulling them out is in order that the bigger ones are going to be able to grow better. And therefore, that's not considered part of the process when it's already finished. Tani Dach, another explanation, what does it mean? Da'ish. When it says this idea of Da'ish, Ma daish miyuchad davar shalo nigbar malachto lemaiser pol ochelbo. Av kol shalo nigbar malachto lemaiser pol ochelbo. Yotza habodel b'tamarim b'grogros. Hovedigar malachtom lemaiser ein pol ochelbo. That's coming to teach you. Just like daish, threshing is something involved whose work is not complete in reference to maiser, and a worker goes and eats from it, because threshing removes all the kernels from the husk, and afterwards you have to do zore, you have to do winnowing, to separate the stuff, and the grain is then put in smoothed. Only with the smoothing does it become subject that now there's going to be a chiyuv. So ma daish miyuchad davar shalo nigbar melachto b'lamaiser pol ochelbo, you can eat from it. So too, any case where the work is not done in reference to maiser, a worker eats from it. This is excluding somebody who separates dates or dried figs. Rashi says that means that Shemudubako Zubazur, they stuck one to another, Mavdilim B'magrefa, he separates the two of them together from being stuck together, these figs or dates. Hovenigma Malachta Lemaiser Ein Pol Chabo. Since its work is done in reference to Maiser, you're not able to eat from it, right? These Iguli Dvela, these dates and dried figs are already chayev and meiser. So a worker who goes and splits apart these things is working with stuff that's already got to a point where it's going to be chayev, and therefore he can't go ahead and take from it. We have a brass that says just the opposite. Someone's involved in going separating these things, they go and they get it from it. What are those talking about? Those talking about the ones that are not ripe. Those are dates that are not going to ripen on the tree, and therefore they put them in the baskets where they heat up over there and then they ripen over there. Right, so they don't become chayiv and maisers until they become mevushel, until they're ripe. And this Bryce is talking about a worker who's trying to separate those ones that aren't ripe yet. Therefore, he's allowed to go ahead and eat from them because they didn't yet reach the stage where they're mechayev in Maiserus. Azag zoktahai legat Rashi. Tanya doch daish. Number four. What do we do with the word? Daish. Let's talk some show b'disho. Ma daish miucha davar shalo nikbra malachto lechala upoel ochel bo. Just like threshing, the idea of daish is something which is miyuchad, davar shalo nigbar, something's not finished its work, lechala, remember it's lechala, and a pole eats from it. So too, av kol davar shalo nigbar melachto lechala polochal, such where anything whose work is not done in reference to chala, a working can eat from it. What is that coming to exclude? Yatza halosh v'amekatef v'ofer, excluding someone whose needs or shapes and the one who bakes the dough. Says Rashi, Mishanos and Amayim, V'gilgul and Eschayev B'chala, V'adayin Tzvicha L'lush, V'lashuv, V'livo Tarbe, V'mekatef is Orech V'tach B'pneah, right, excluding somebody who's kneading or shaping and baking the dough, Shenigmar Malachto L'chala, Dein Polochabo, whose work is already, that's already, the work is done, the thing of Chala already hit, because it's now dough we're talking about. And therefore, they're not allowed to go eat from it. Is it not so that its work is done in reference to meiser even before kneading and shaping and baking? Right? Our brisa says, what's the mashmos of the brisa? The one who works with the stuff before the stage of kneading is able to take from it, huh? So, for example, he could eat it while he's grinding it or sifting the flour, but this also come after the grain has been chayev to take of meisos. And the Brisa before is saying that that once it reaches a level where it's going to be chayev, the worker can't eat it. Have the Gemara lokasha. B'chutzlarts askinu deleka meiser. We're talking about in chutzlarts where there's no meiser. So one thing is chala, the other thing is meiser. There's no meiser there, therefore that's not an issue. Yachi chala nami leka. What do you mean? If there's no meiser, so there's not going to be any issue of chala either. Rashi Tosa says the chala b'chutz la'aretz lo havya el midrabanan kinucha perach ad kamen b'choros. It's only drabanan out there. Ela liolam ba'aretz lo kasha. Really, we're talking about here where it's in Eretz Yisrael. Am Yisrael chai. It's talking about in Eretz Yisrael, and there's still no kasha. B'sheva shekivshu b'sheva shechilku. The brisa which says that chala is chai is that the point is talking about when we talk about Chala as the cutoff point, it's talking about the 7 years that they conquered Eretz Yisrael, and the 7 years that they give it out to, you know, that they were splitting it up. D'amar mar, as it was stated, definitely saw this. Yeah, in Ksuvus. D'amar mar, sheva shekivshu, sheva shechilku. The 7 years that they conquered and 7 years that they give out the land, is chayvu b'chala, v'dos chayvu b'yisar. Chala applied, but not meiser. If you take a look at the Hedegar of Shlomo Yitzchak, Rashi says it's chayv b'chala, no, it's chayv b'meiser. Sivri parsha shalach, t'chsev bivoachem la'aretz. When you're coming into the land, you have to go and do chala. Shina kasav biyazumi called biyazum Torah. This is a different type of biyah than anything in the Torah of coming into something. Shenemar man kisavo when you come in. V'kan nemar bivoachem. Shenichus la'aretz is chayv b'chala, b'meiser lo is chayv elalach Yerusha Yeshiva. It only comes on later. Says the Gemara, midi meiser kagarim. Gemar Malacha Gagarim, is it really the chiyav of Maisa that causes the worker's ability to eat to stop? Gar Malacha is what does that when he's finishing with the work. Rashi says, "Could the Yalef Midayis Lo Shtam Bezman Maisa Lo Shtam Bezman Below Zman Maisa the Maisa Gabe Achilas Paul Lo Ksev." So what are you talking about? It says Gemar Ela Maravina Kuroch Tani. Put these two things together and read it as follows. Daish, ma daish miuchad davar shelo nigmar melachto lemaaser lechala polo chabo. That is just like daish, that threshing is something which whose work is not done in reference to meiser and chala, and a worker eats from it. So to any situation like that, a pole can eat from it. What's the din about a worker? About if he wants to, Rashi says, as a malilos for or mamtik taimo v'chein ha'anavim. Can he make the food toastier than eat from it? Like, is this considered like anavim anavim v'davar acher or not? Right? We saw earlier that in two daf ago, that a worker is not eat anything with something else that he's going to get more enjoyment out of, like putting other foods together with it, like salt or whatever it was. Another question is, what about something without putting with other foods? You're just toasting it. Right, putting over a fire, so now you're not adding any of the foods to it. Toshima, Toshima, Toshima. Rashi Balabayis Lahashkos Polim Yayin Kedishalo Yocho and Dov Maharbe. The worker, the Balabayis, he's allowed to go and give them wine so that they won't want to go and eat a lot of grapes. And Rashayim Polim Levatal Pita Mitzir Kedishilchan of Maharbe. The workers can dip their bread in brine so that they're going to want to eat a lot of grapes. So what do you see? They are allowed to go increase their appetite for grapes as long as they don't eat it with the grapes. And also, you're allowed to go and toast the grapes since they're not eating anything along with it. Now, says the girl, hold on 1 second. Beep, turn the page. Lachshuri Gavra Lukomi Boyalan. He come by Lachshuri Peira Mai. To go and prepare the person to eat more, like let him do whatever he wants on the side, yoga or whatever that he does to do that. That's not. Of course, that's mutter to do. It doesn't say you can't do that. Where it's actually going and preparing the actual fruit itself, the produce itself, to be eaten with a greater passion and desire. What's it than that? My Toshima, 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 Toshima. Poland, Ochlan, and of Marashi Umna Salem workers can eat grapes at the head of their rows. At the head of their row, whoa, 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 says Rashi. Poland, Ochlan, of him, Kolachilos and Mashin, Hashem gives on the Rosh Umna Yosen, Begoloi, Hashem is Mako, Sama Matika, and it's with the head of it where the sun is smashing it and making it sweet. Rashi Umnos, Rashi Shuros, Hakaran, Beloshin, Rami, Utsins, Utsaiso, Belaz Umran. So he's allowed to go ahead and eat the grapes at the head of the rows. They can wait till they eat over there because it's a lot sweeter. How sweet it is to be cooked by the sun. As long as they don't toast it in the fire. Oh, you're not actively going to do it. If it happens automatically, but you can't do it yourself. There's going to be a hasam shubita malacha. There are the issues because you're being mavata malacha. Rest is mavata latzmo kishmehav. Kishmehav. When you're going and toasting, kikam my bailan, what we want to know is, hey, chad the ika ishto about over here is his wife and his kids over there. Rasha shalom niskaru, eitzel balabais, and that rented out for the balabais. Mahavin lo, they're going to be toasting it for him. My, what's going to be the din in such a case? It says, Gemara, tashima, 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 lo yahav hev ba'or v'yochon. Don't toast it in the fire and eat it. Lo yimko, v'lo yimko ba'adama v'yochon, you can't heat it up. Lichmor, v'lo yichmor ba'adama v'yochon, you can't. Rashi says, yichmor is that yichamim. Shematminam ba'afrecham. You can't like hide it, bury it in hot sand in order to go ahead and to heat it up. Velo yafrich al gabe asel v'yochel. You can't go and crush it. Rashi says kibush osin letapuchem, like they do with apples. Right, to break into smaller pieces over there and eat it. Aval mafrich al yad v'yochel. You can do it from hand to hand between your hands. Crush it up and eat it. So we see you can't go ahead and toast it. Oh, straight up. Again, that's a bit of malacha issue. Hachanami Mustab, that's a big sense to say, if you want to say that the issue over here is because you're sweetening up the fruit over here, sela my mituke perika. What sweetening of the produce is there by going and crushing it on a rock? So, rather, what are we saying? The Bryce is answering it because of wasting the work time, not because of that. Says the Gemara, EF said the lomamtik porta. What do you mean? It's not possible that it's not going to become a little sweeter when you go and you crush on the rocks. Maybe that there is what to do over there. Sort of a raya. Toshima, let's try again. Paul, let me show you. Ojim b'teinim b'gojim b'tabarim. We're both about enough of mumboska b'seisim. You have workers who are picking figs, all different types of words for how they pick. Picking figs, dates, grapes, and olives. Mary Elu Ochim b'turim, they can eat, and their potter take off maestros. Shator is zichtam lem, he was mezakeh to them. The Torah allows them to go to take it. Rashi says, "Upturim in a ma'aseh v'lo min in mekach, who's not considered a sale. If he's ain't zet tenai scharan, ala torah zachdam is torah giver to him. But pitam lo yochlu, elam ki notu rishus balabais. But they can't eat it with their bread unless they get rishus from the balabais." Rashi says, "Mishum dina nakat lei lefisha ochlin habe, because they're going to eat a lot. V'lo yispos by melech v'yochlu, and also you can't dip it in salt and eat it. So therefore you would say also you can't fire it up." Right, you can't go out and toast it. Rashi says, "Lo yitbol, lo yisvos is lo yitbol." Kasakadaitach mishum anavim, but davar acher, ka'amar v'lo mishum meiser alma achshure pera aser. See clearly to prep these pears over here, this produce is aser. Says Gemara, not a raya. Melech vaday kanavim, but davar acher dami. Adding salt is like the case of grapes and something else, which we say the salt is extra to it. Right? So we have a raya about if you're just doing it itself, you're not adding anything. V'lo yispos b'melech v'yochal. And so we didn't really answer the question about what you're allowed to do, or you're not allowed to do it, you're allowed to fire it up or now. Okay, so now we go and we say the following. We just said that you're not allowed to dip it in salt and eat it. Raminu, but on the second we see just that, like that, a contradiction. Hasocher is a pole, adu le kashkis tachazit. I'm going, you hire somebody to work to do, hoeing or covering the roots under the tachazazis and the olive trees. How is that? No, yocha. This guy can't eat from the olive, says Rashi, but as zesim should be learned to be in and chask bar melacha. That's what we chask bar melacha, and that's not what's happening here. Schar lifter, schar lismo, limsok, schar lakate. Once he was hired to pick the grapes, and he hired him to pick the olives to gather in, then a razor, ochel pater, he can go and he can eat it, and he's pater from meisers. Rashi says, schar lifter by novim, limsok, bezesim, look up shapirus, also noshim al gava calculator on the floor. Hare ze ochel pater, shatora zichta lem, because the Torah, it was mezaket to them; they could have it. Katzas achas v'achas yochel. If the worker set up with him, katzas says Rashi, that is v'histna. Katzas v'histna in balabais amanasha ochel havalei kein mekach. That in order he can eat it, it's like a mekach. Achas achas ochel the pachas mishtaim lochel iser shem garn b'davar shel nigmar melachto. If it's less than two, it's not an issue to go and get involved with this. Right, so in the Braisa's first case where the worker doesn't eat midaraisa, he set up that with his boss that he's allowed to go and take from some of the things. Katzatz achas v'achas yochal. Shtayim lo yochal, but he can't have two at a time because since it's working, the worker is eating the stuff as part of his payment, he's like a buyer whose stuff immediately is not going to be chayav to go give ma'aseh on. So you can't have two at a time. Rashi says, "Deshtayim ichimati lehu milsa the chashivusa kigun ketzitzal meka chayel alayu shem goren layu shem goren." And now it's going to be chayav. V'sofeach b'melech v'yochel, he could dip the stuff in salt and then eat it. Says the Gemara, Rashi, because I could take the chesfisa b'maiser lo mahanya v'lo nakat le ela ashminim de lo ma'akev v'le balabais. Right, the Gemara is thinking that salting fruit doesn't impact the chiyav of ma'aser. And therefore, the Baisa is just saying that the employer can't stop him from salting the fruit that he's eating. Now, which part of the Baisa is allowing him to go and dip with the salt? Elim has seifa. If you want to talk about the seifa, where he's actually katzatz, to go and do it, then why would you have to tell us he's allowed to do it? Of course, again, kivut to katzatz kol echad d'boy lechul. Since he's set straight up, he's allowed to eat, then he's allowed to eat it however he wants to eat it. You salt. Lava resha. Rather, it must be going on the resha, Rashi says the low katzas, where they didn't set up some sort of deal over here. The case where the worker eats midaraisa, and the Bryce is saying that he can enhance the stuff by salting it. Then that goes against the previous Bryce, which says it's us to go and salt it when he's eating on a daraisa shtickle, on a daraisa pass. Amar Abaya lo kasha. Kan ba'aretz, kan b'chutz aretz. The first price, which says it's also to go dip it in salt, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. The second one is talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ba'aretz kava svisa in Eretz Yisrael, dipping the fruit in the salt is going to set up now that's going to be chayev to go and take off ma'isos. Rashi says the ma'isa daraisa hukfu svisa, the svisa b'melach, gemar melachayev, that's the end of it off. The gully daiti, the Leslie Gorin Achina, he's revealing that that's the end of it now. But chutzal it's lo kava svisa, and the outside of Eretz Yisrael, though, dipping the salt does not set up a chiyuv. Therefore, outside of Eretz Yisrael, where it's derabbanan to go and do this, The Chachamim were mekel and didn't say that salting is going to make it chayev. In fact, the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mi Ika, Mi Did Baaretz Kava Sfisa B'Daraisa, is there such a thing that the din would be that in Eretz Yisrael, that in the land, dipping and salt is going to set it up, that's going to be Daraisa, B'Chutz La'aretz Lo Kava Sfisa Omutel Chatchila, that in Chutz La'aretz, that dipping in salt doesn't set it up to be chayev, and therefore it's going to be mutter straight up to eat it without taking off any maisers. El Amar Rava. Rather, says Rava, it doesn't matter. Bibar has been the Chutz La'aretz Chad Lo Kava Sfisa. Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, when you're eating one at a time, dipping in salt, that's not going to set up, you're going to be chayev. Tarti kavas fisa. But in two at a time, the dipping in the salt is going to set up the chiv over there. Therefore, katsas, if the worker is set up for the right to eat, which now it's like it's like a purchase, bein sofas, bein lo sofas, whether he dipped it or not. Whether he dipped, whether he didn't dip, achas, achas, ochel, shtayim, shtayim, lo yichol. One at a time, he can eat, shtayim, two at a time, he can't. Lo katsas, lo sofas, if he didn't set it up, you know he's going to eat, but he's just eating midaraisa, and he doesn't dip it in, then ochel shtayim shtayim, he can eat me two at a time, safas, but if he dips it, then achas, achas, ochel shtayim shtayim, lo yochel. V'afagav denotu v'shish balabais, even if he gets permission from the balabais to dip it in salt, the itzvah lehu lemaisa v'kavas visa, because the two fruits became tevel, it's not going to be chayiv in maisos, and the dipping is going to set up as a chiyav, and that is going to be problematic. Vitayti the kava svisa minolan. And where do we know this idea, such a concept that dipping in salt is going to set up, now you're going to be chayiv only if you eat two at a time, but not if you have one at a time? I'm Rav Masad, I'm Rav Ki kitzbam ka'amir garna. The pasuk says he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. As this pasuk is talking about that the umos ha'olam, that they're going to go around Yerushalayim to come against it, and didn't realize that coming Yerushalayim is really what Hashem wants. He collected them like sheaves to the threshing floor so that Bnei Yisrael can knock them out and kill them, trample over them like an ox and grain. So we see that when it says goren, it's talking about things that are gathered, and gathering means a minimum two. Therefore, that's where so goren is one of the chiyuvim midar banan. You need at least two of them in order to get to that stage. Okay, my friend, says Rashi's finished it off. In goren below kibbutz, vein kibbutz pachos mishtayim, and that's where we learn out this idea that it's only by two, but one at a time it's not going to be an issue. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.